5 Steps to Activate the Side Capacity. I have a client who is more interested in the side capacity than even I am. So we are now having a bi-weekly coaching call. One of her most interesting questions yesterday was, how do you see more? How do you see what you don't see? And she is not the first person to ask that question. The other people who asked the question answered it to themselves before asking me, so they weren't really asking. And even this client somewhat did that. That is, answering your own question so it is not really a question for an answer, but it is a request for confirmation. So, asking for a yes/no answer. One of the hallmarks of living in the ditch. The ditch you have carved for yourself to prove or disprove your original assessment of yourself. Anyway, I actually looked to see how I do it. And this morning I looked again. This is what I saw, to see what I don't see, to see beyond, I look at what I have. I look at what's in front of me. With the background suspicion or faith or whatever you would call that feeling that I have, there is something I don't see. That it's not over until it is over. That all is not lost. Obviously I have a base attitude of the gentian, it says, all is lost. It's over. I am as good as dead. When you spell it out like that, it is actually ridiculous. But that is the purpose of spelling it out. Because most everything that you have ever decided is ridiculous. So my words, the words that create the attitude must mirror the original words or the original attitude. So if your original words have never in it, or too stupid in it, or nobody in it as words, you need to reflect it back, but with at least weakening that conviction. Examples. Nobody cares about me. Versus I care. I am never going to win. Versus win or lose is not the issue. Am I bringing my A game is the question. Nobody listens to me. Versus do I listen to me? Am I worth listening to? Those examples are all different. Not positive thinking. They are effective interrupt of the machine. The machine that is hell-bent to chew up your life. So back to the sight capacity and seeing what you don't see. The trick is to look where you are, look at what you are dealing with, but with a different attitude. See it with that new attitude, and be patient. Be like a detective. A good one. Not the standard, off-the-rack detective who jumps into conclusions. Just see. Don't interpret what you see. The interpretation will prevent you from seeing anything else. And if there was an interpretation already there, weaken it. It may not be so. It's not necessarily so. Are good words. And then you'll see more. It requires training. None of this will feel natural to you. You have been jumping the gun all your life. And your life is the result of all those hasty actions you have taken. When you got married and ignored the signs that the dude you marry is a philanderer. You quit school and were hasty and impatient to land in the world where some semblance of knowledge would be needed to succeed. And so on, and so forth. So, if this were a challenge, your first step would be to notice all the hasty decisions, all the hasty actions you take in a day. The second step would be to hear the words, I should, or I shouldn't, I should already, it's not going to work, etc. Just notice in this step. In the third step, whenever you can, bring a new sentence, new words to bear. And see if your behavior changes. In the fourth step, see if you can look at the situations with new eyes. And see what you don't see. See if your results in life change with the new things that you do see. That is the fifth and final step. Why is the sight so important? The sight is essentially all your perception organs, not just the eyes. For an expanding man, the mind is only a secondary device, a storage device, not the main operating system. An expanding man connect to the world solidly through their perception organs and derives the stimuli from there. From what they see, for what they hear, from what sensations they have, temperature, smoothness, pressure, etc. While modern, not expanding man gets everything from their minds. And the mind already knows. Wrongly. So modern man is cut off from the perception organs. And therefore is stupid. Stupid actions, stupid jumps, stupid conclusions. So, not in sync, not in a dance, not even aware that there is a reality. And to boot, the cornerstone of that mind knowledge is a mistaken view of what happened at age 3. When it all went to H.T. The cornerstone of your life. Can you build a healthy house with a cornerstone that is faulty? I don't think so. If you are willing to do a 5-day sight challenge as I spelled out above, please email me. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to commit to it. But you need to look and see if you can see it would benefit your life. And if you think it would, start doing it. It's Monday, a perfect day to start. And if you want guidance, please let me know. I may set up an official challenge. My other challenges have been longer, running for weeks. So I want to know if results can be produced in just 5 days. Deal? Okay, go to it. And send me an email.